I suppose you could call it Maple Grove. Do they call it the copse or something else? You know, we don't have maples much down here.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of trees do y'all have around here?
Oh, of course, the main one is oaks. Mm-hmm. We have lots of oaks. But then you have some of the other trees, like the walnut, and not cherry, though. We have a lot of these little things like tallows and, of course, pines, mm-hmm. all kinds of pines. We have hickory. I'm trying to think, other than the things that have been brought in by people, you know, I can name you all these lovely flowering trees around here, but they're not native.
What are some of the flowering trees around here?
Well, we'll have the mimosa and various, there's golden showers trees. These are all flowering trees that you order, and they grow mm-hmm. very well, but they were not native here.
What about a tree that's got big white flowers? And
magnolias, of course.
And a tree that it's got long white limbs and white scaly bark you can sort of peel off.
Well, we don't have birch down here, but I'll tell you what we have that looks almost the same thing as sycamore.
Mm-hmm. And kind of a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers, blooms in late spring.
You're talking about an azalea?
Or, well, larger than that.
Pink and white flowers, other than the fruit trees you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, we have down here now, the only kind of cherries and peaches you're going to have mostly are flowering, but you get various, and you can get the crab apple. But again, they mostly just flower. They don't bear much fruit down in this part. But you have a lot of pink and white, both, I think, mm-hmm. on the plums. And our main fruit trees really are the plums and the pears. And then we, of course, have a lot of figs,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Do you ever hear something called spoonwood or spoonhunt?
No.
Mountain laurel?
Mountain laurel I've heard of, but we don't have it here.
Uh-huh. What about
now,
rhododendrons?
There's a mountain laurel. Of course, we don't have rhododendrons here. We have azaleas,
mm-hmm.
but not the rhododendrons. Those will grow mostly in the east where there's a little bit of elevation. Now, there's a Texas mountain laurel, but it's entirely different and has a lavender flower.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same thing as your eastern mountain laurel at all.
What's the difference between a mountain laurel and a rhododendron?
I suspect only a slight difference in species
mm-hmm.
along the way.
And
they're all the same sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Kind of shrub that the leaves turn bright red and it's got clusters of berries on it.
That the leaves turn bright red. You know, again, you're talking to someone in a part of the country that very rarely has freezes, and we don't have very many pretty colors. But if you're talking, but holly doesn't turn red, mm-hmm. so it isn't that.
Do you ever hear of sumac or shumac?
Mm-hmm. It grows along the sides of the roads, not so uh-huh. much down here, but say from Nacogdoches on up around Tyler and along that.
What would you call that?
Sumac.
And what different kinds of berries would, well, grow around here, or would you buy at the store here?
Well, of course, we have blackberries and dewberries and young berries, which are all about the same kind of berries. No raspberries down here. Get strawberries. No blueberries down here. We get mayhaws, which you probably don't get very many other parts of the country, but they grow on a tree and in the swamps, and they fall down on the water, and people go and get them, and oh, they make good jelly.
Well,
that's the main berries.
Say if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poisonous.
And what kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out?
Well, we have the bull nettles and the poison ivy and poison oak here. One turn off.
Poison oak?
Poison ivy and poison oak.
How do you tell the difference?
Different leaves.
What do they look like?
Well, the poison ivy has the three leaves. It's a traditional, and the